Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
On the line, also listening into that conversation, is the EFF Gauteng leader, Nkululeko Dunga, on the line with us. Thanks very much for your time, Mr. Dunga. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Pamela, and good evening to the listeners of Kaya FM.
There's a lot to catch up on, Mr. Dunga. As we sit, your leader of the EFF gave a press briefing a couple of days ago, just telling us the position of the EFF with regards to this. We've just lost him. And I think his line has been giving him a problem because I know that some areas are experiencing some load shedding. So this is possibly what's happening there. But just for the sake of those who had not followed this, is that there was a press briefing given by EFF leader Julius Malema, and he had stated that they really were hoping that the ANC was going to come to the party, and that wasn't to be. Mr. Dunga, I hope we've got you on a better line. I was just making the point that Mr. Julius Malema had spoken during his press briefing about the fact that he had hoped that the ANC were going to have a proper conversation with the EFF. Unfortunately, it didn't seem like that was to be. As the EFF right now, the ANC keeps saying that they are still talking to various political parties. Are those discussions happening right now? All right. We've just lost him again, just as he's about to answer the question. Let me take this quick break. When I come back, I will definitely sort out this line and continue our conversation with the EFF Gauteng leader, Nkululeko Dunga. All right, let's try this one more time. Mr. Dunga, I hope it's much better now. I wonder if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Apologies for that.
Not a problem at all. I was just saying, maybe let's just give us an update on where the EFF is in relation to discussions with the ANC. The last we heard from the EFF leader, he said, you know, things were not going well, but he had also warned that if they do not reinstate you in Ekurhuleni, you as a political party will start reviewing your positions in metros. What's the current position as we speak?
Yeah, well, it remains as it is. In the sense that we are yet to get a response from the ANC. We have obviously engaged them and have given them what our proposition is. But seemingly, like in the manner that they've handled what they term as the GNU, which is nothing but just a grand coalition between themselves and the DA, was to have a posture of just leaving engagement halfway with political parties and then aligning with the DA outside of that. That's why you would hear Helen Zille just coming out and stating that they are in engagements and that their coalition would have to disseminate all the way from now national, which is now standing at the province, and equally as well at the local legislatures and local governance. We await what they have to say, because you would know that in everything that we have done as the EFF, we've always tabled what we think is a fair engagement, and then await decision and decision making from the ANC, which is rather a very slow process and a dishonest one as well.
So they now seem to have signed what they're calling a statement of intent with other political parties. Even if you have a conversation with the ANC now, would the DA in that coalition arrangement, what they're calling the Government of National Unity, being in place, will you entertain joining that that formation if the DA still remains in it?
We've made our intentions very clear, and that we'll never meet with the Democratic Alliance and all right-wing Oppenheimer-funded political parties, because these right-wing and neoliberal parties represent a reactionary and counter-revolutionary and neo-colonial agenda which seeks to protect the existing property relations in South Africa, where the white minority continues to be at the economic majority. And that's where we remain in terms of how we relate to the DA.
And so what you're hoping to achieve then, if I may just probably make presumptions, is that if you are engaging with the ANC, are you hoping to convince them to move away from the current formation? Is that what the intention would be?
because superior logic must always prevail. Look, you know, at the onset of the removal of the ANC from governance, particularly at a local level, and the decision that we had taken, it was obviously informed by the fact that they were rejected by society. That is, and it's a very fundamental point to come to. And outside of that is that they do not have the responsibility, themselves as an organization, to guard themselves, in that they disregard any principle of responsibility. And we had to remove them from the state, and we had to remove them from the state machinery, particularly the treasury and the finances of the state, in that we don't think that they can guard themselves. And really bring them down to an engagement that we can have a cordial engagement with. And that necessitated us to constitute a government outside of the ANC. That's how the Democratic Alliance comes in. Now in a better position to state that the putting the Democratic Alliance into a position of power has not yielded anything, particularly for the people that we seek to represent, which are the marginalized and majority of our people who remain African till today. Because even the argument that was raised by the ANC at the time was to say that, but we can see that they are in government and they are racially profiling service delivery towards white dominant areas. And we agreed, because even giving him, having given them that power, we could witness it, as hence it necessitated a different engagement where we see the complete removal of the Democratic Alliance wherever they would have found expression. And that's what gives us confidence as the Economic Freedom Fighters, is that we were able to assess it at that point, and we remain convicted, even in our analysis at this point, that it does not make any sense for any political party to have any agreement to put the Democratic Alliance into power on the basis that they are going to look at their minority constituency over and above the majority of the people of South Africa.
So how fragile then are the local government formations with the threat that you will be pulling some MMCs from metros? When will you be actioning that?
Well, we'll do it in due course. The organization would obviously communicate in terms of how we're going to move forward. You would note that as well, that we do not have a majority in any of the municipalities.
Yes.
In Gauteng, we have about 14% of the electorate representation in all these municipalities. And we are obviously reliant on other political organizations to form part of governance. And if they feel that now is the time for us to leave and vacate, we'll do just that, because we're not thoroughly obsessed with positions. However, it will be a bitter pill to swallow for majority of our people who really understood how service delivery orientative we are as members of mayoral committees, and equally as well as members of oversight chairpersons. You know, I can speak to you now and ask you, just name five members of the mayoral committees that you would know of and their work that you would know of. And I can bet you in Gauteng, majority of those that you would pinpoint in terms of knowing as public representatives would come from the Economic Freedom Fighters. No one knows of any other political party representation in terms of the mayoral committee, even in legislatures, because of the work that we do, you know. We obviously appreciate having been given the opportunity to also showcase what the EFF is capable of doing in terms of governance. And we would also obviously understand that at this point, it's got nothing to do with the effectiveness of governance that was instituted by the EFF, but it's just as a way of the Oppenheimers, the ANC, and the DA-led puppeteers who are at the center of trying to isolate the Economic Freedom Fighters and trying to get rid of them so that they can be portrayed as something that we are in the opposite of.
So, Mr. Dunga, let me just understand from the EFF's point of view, what essentially was the purpose of putting together this Progressive Caucus?
Look, the idea is that we are all like-minded. we sought to have fundamental ideological perspectives in terms of ideology, but also in the sense that you don't want to be confronted with a situation where you are isolated as one political party and discarded. So it's very important that you actually drum up support with all the other minority political parties so that you can genuinely have a voice, because this is what the DA 3-4 years ago termed as a squeeze campaign. You know, it's not something that comes from now. The ANC can see it from the perspective of a coalition government, but the DA has identified it as a squeeze campaign. And the squeeze campaign seeks to create a two-party state with just the ANC and the DA. And we can't allow for that as a majority, because our constitution reflects on multi-party political system. And what we need to do is to actually preserve all of those voices. And they will definitely drown if they are in isolation. We've got a much more greater voice when we are united as well. Because if you look at it now, we have over 100 seats in Parliament, particularly when we are forming part of the Progressive Caucus, which is a much more bigger voice than we would have had if it was just the 39 seats of the EFF or just the 2 seats of the UTM and so forth, lingering in isolation, not having one unified and choreographed voice in terms of how then do we best take South Africa forward, more especially now that the Progressive Caucus remains the official opposition, considering that the DA has now formed part of coalition and part of governance with the ANC.
And so what then makes of this formation, should you and the ANC come together and have a relationship?
No, it doesn't stop. From an ideological perspective, it still makes extreme sense. And between the Economic Freedom Fighters and the ANC are no ideological differences that are so huge that they can't form part of the Progressive Caucus in themselves. They've just got a wool over their eyes, and obviously it's highly related to those who fund them, who have taken them towards the direction of whiteness. And we are hopeful that in the near future they would form part of the Progressive Caucus of like-minded political orientation.
The reason I ask is that from some of the members of the Progressive Caucus, there is, some of them are in fact alternatively calling it the Opposition Caucus. And so that's really why I'm asking the question. So if they want to position themselves specifically as the opposition, they would probably be against doing any business with the ANC.
Look, we remain an opposition at this point because we don't form part of governance. And that's in the context that we should be viewing it as. And, you know, we've got a political organization, which is the ANC, which is at this point be seen to be in bed with a neoliberal organization that advances Zionism. And ours is to continue to try and conscientize them to a level where they get to see this particular mistake, which is a grand mistake to the people of South Africa, just by the way, and those that they sought to represent. And once they do that, we'd obviously move away, because then we'd become a majority in terms of progressive caucuses. We'd obviously have to move away from being an opposition, because there's no way that a majority of the progressive caucus can constitute being opposition.
And that's exactly the spirit with which I'm asking the question, Mr. Tunga, to say for your own constituency, there's got to be an understanding of how you're moving around in these discussions, because you are, as you're saying, and unless if I'm wrong, you are pursuing these conversations with the ANC. You would love them to, as you're saying, get back to their senses and realize they're making a mistake. And in the event that you do, are you going to dump this formation, this caucus?
No, it can never be dumped, because it's not a a caucus, a mm-hmm. progressive caucus of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
It is a caucus of like-minded,
sure. and
ideologically as well. So there's no way that it would be discarded on the basis that the ANC has now revived its consciousness, or ultimately they now see they are wrong.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the MK Party's press briefing, and I know I'm not asking you to be their spokesperson. I just want you to react to a specific point. They reiterate, we just spoke now to Mr. Zungula as well from ATM. They've reiterated that they are really still unhappy with the election results. They want a recount. EFF leader has always said, Julius Malema has always said, no, you accept the results. Just perhaps to clarify whether that's still the case with all that's been happening in the past couple of days.
Yes, but of course at this moment mm-hmm. we have accepted the results. Mm-hmm. The political party mm-hmm. has every right to object and take it up, and if they've got material findings in terms of the outcomes of the electorate, in terms of evidence, they are well within their rights to do that. And if a competent court comes to a different... outcome in terms of the electoral outcomes of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have always stood out to also protect the integrity of the court.
Mm.
But of course, it will depend on what their argument that they seek to advance is to that particular competent court. But from where we're standing as the Economic Freedom Fighters, we've accepted, because we also do not want to create continuous animosity. We understand that there was a lot of flawed processes that took place. And, you know, it seems as though that the IEC was really not ready for these elections. The presiding officers, they were not competent enough in terms of being properly trained. There was not enough electoral material to be used in certain voting stations, not enough security.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many issues that one can draw attention to as to whether those have a material outcome
mm-hmm.
That could be different from what we witnessed on the 29th of May. Seeks to be something that can be taken up with the
yes.
with the courts themselves.
Mr. Dunga, the some provincial leaders, including Premier now Banyaza Lusufi, has said he's taking his direction from the leadership of the party, national leadership of the party. The ANC has always said that they've actually had very good working relations with the EFF in the province. Are your experience in the province the same, that they're mirroring what's happening nationally? Are you having different conversations with them, or are you finding that they are actually following exactly the template of national coalition discussions?
Yeah, the biggest challenge that we find within the ANC in themselves is that it's no longer an organization, because for an organization to exist, it needs to be organized. And that means that there are systems, there are processes, and there are procedures. And the center must always hold it at all material conditions, you know. We do have great relations with the leadership of the provincial executive team of the ANC. We do speak with the leadership, and where there are challenges that are of political nature, we are able to bounce off ideas on a time-to-time basis, you know. So we do have cordial and great relations with them. And that's what informed even the existence of agreements to constitute government in all the other municipalities in the province of Gauteng, as a result of that cordial relationship that we're able to have. But we've seen time to time at a more regional level where even themselves they find to be undermined by the lower leaders from the regions and so forth. But that is their problem to deal with, you know. And also, I mean, at a national level, our president has also articulated that they've had engagements with the with Cyril Ramaphosa, and they were able to have some engagement to a certain extent. And that speaks of the nature of the Economic Freedom Fighters being able to actually confront political parties and the authorities and air our views, and equally as well lay bare in terms of what are the interests of the economic freedom fighters, so that we can genuinely find each other. So that's the relationship that we always try and have with most political parties. But what we shy away from at all material times is that we don't want to have engagements that are not subject to public scrutiny, because then those in themselves are just clandestine engagements where no one knows anything about them, and they are at times seen to be sinister.
So does that mean you are having those conversations or not with the province? I'm not sure that I'm clear on those. You know, you've said you have good relations. We've known that you have good relations. EFF leader did say that they had some engagements with the leader of the ANC party, Cyril Ramaphosa. But there seems to be a bit of a disjuncture here, and I'm not sure whether are we saying that the ANC now is directly only taking national orders at provincial level, or is your experience different?
I mean, we have reported to South Africa and that we do not have any concrete agreements with the ANC, but because we exist in the space of politics, there's no way that we'll not engage one another more, especially that even our constituencies are aligned. It's more or less the same constituency. So from time to time again, we'll always have engagements. So we are having engagements. What we don't have is agreement.
Okay. So maybe within a day, 24 hours, there will be some arrangements and some... I know I'm pushing my luck. Appreciate your time. I really appreciate your time, Kulolongo Tunga, who is EFF Gauteng leader there, just entertaining our curiosity. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. All right, I've got a voice note. I said I'll take your voice notes on 086-000-0959. I don't have time for calls now, but let me take a listen to this voice note.
Yeah, good evening, Pumelo. I think we all know that the ANC does not want to be in coalition with the DA, as much as the DA doesn't want to be in a coalition with the ANC. Both these parties were forced into this coalition by big business. And I mean, even ideologically, these guys are not even coming closer to each other. And the big question remains, what is the plan of running this country between the two parties? We see the statement of intent, but how are they going to govern this country? When they say they are doing it for the people, what is it that they are going to be doing for the people? What exactly, which policy are they going to implement? Which policy are they not going to implement? Or are they just doing it to share positions, to say, take this one, and then you take that one, and that's it, and life goes on? Is that the situation? Is that what we facing now?
Oh, my good friends, you know, 24 hours is a very long time in politics. Let's you and I reconvene tomorrow at 8. And who knows, maybe we'll be speaking to Mr. Tunga again. Maybe tomorrow when we speak, he'll be the MEC of something. Who knows? Never know. But it is 10 o'clock and I'll be back tomorrow at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.